The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening or good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School for the final day of the regular season. We've got an afternoon, early evening doubleheader. The DeSales Irish girls taking on the Touche Red Hawk ladies. And then in the second half of our doubleheader, the boys teams. The final day of the regular season. Postseason starts next week. The DeSales Irish versus the Touche Red Hawks on senior event day. And the final day of the Southeast 1B division regular season. Glad you're with us. The Lady Irish are already out warming up in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim. The Lady Red Hawks in the road red uniforms with the dark blue numbers trimmed in white. We'll be right back. We'll get our pregame show going. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. The Lady Irish with a 7-4 record in the division. They beat Sunnyside Christian last night, and because of that, they are now in third place as we head into the final day of the regular season. Taking a quick look at the standings, keep in mind the top four teams in the division will advance to the league tournament starting next week. And the standings are basically set, especially on the girls' side. Yakima Nation Tribal is number one in the division. They were 12-0 in the division. Actually, they were 19-0 and then got beat last night by Waterville Mansfield in a non-league game, so they did not finish the regular season undefeated. Liberty Christian's girls take second. They are 8-3. They are at Prescott tonight and could possibly lose that game, and it'd be a huge upset. Prescott is 4-7, but if somehow Prescott upset Liberty Christian, the Lady Irish could win this ball game and go to 8-4 and tie Liberty Christian for second and earn the number two seed based on a tiebreaker draw. But so Lady Irish look like they'll be in third place. Sunnyside Christian, their regular season is over. The Irish beat them last night. They are 7-5. They are the fourth place team. And then Prescott at 4-7 is in fifth place. They're playing Liberty Christian tonight. Touche, our opponent here, they are 2-9 in the division, 3-13 overall. And Walla Walla Valley Academy finished their league slate without a win. On the boys' side of the standings, Liberty Christian and DeSales boys, each at 12-1, heading into the final afternoon of the season. And if the Irish get a victory over Touche and Liberty Christian beats Prescott, Prescott is undefeated, or excuse me, winless. And so it's likely Liberty Christian will be number one. DeSales will be number two. Sunnyside Christian is number three at 10-4, and Touche's boys are 7-6, and they'll take the fourth spot. So the qualifiers for the league tournament are set in the Southeast 1B division. Riverside Christian is 6-8 in the boys. Yakima Nation Tribal is 3-10. Wava is 3-10, and Prescott is 0-13. The league tournament will start next week. The girls will play Wednesday, February 4th, on the road at either Garfield, Palouse, or Oaksdale. Those teams are playing each other tonight to determine who is first and second in there in the wheat division. And then the boys will open their league tournament on Thursday, February 5th. And mathematically, it's still possible the Irish boys could travel, but it's likely that they will play either Pomeroy or Tico Rosette, or excuse me, Pomeroy or Dayton in the first round of the league tournament next week on Thursday. And that would be at DeSales, and the time is not yet to be determined. So that's a quick peek at the standings and where we're at. It's a fun time of year as we get ready for postseason play. And with that, we'll take another break. We'll come back and talk more about how these two teams have been playing most recently. The Irish girls, this is their fourth game this week. They've had a busy week. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. DeSales girls warming up down to our right. The fourth game this week, Monday, Walla Walla Valley Academy was on the Irish gym floor. The Lady Irish won that one, 55-18. Tuesday, the girls traveled to Liberty Christian in a game that looked like it was going to decide second and third place. And the Lady Irish led most of the way. They were up 34-29 after the third quarter, but it got outscored 19-10 in the fourth quarter. Liberty Christian really started about midway third quarter, started putting a lot of pressure on the Lady Irish, and the Irish girls had a lot of what they call empty possessions, where they never really got the ball in position to even shoot it. A lot of turnovers, and Liberty Christian caught them down the stretch in the last couple minutes and beat the Irish in that ball game. But Coach Hazeltine's girls rebounded nicely against Sunnyside Christian in a game for third place. The Irish and Sunnyside Christian's girls were tied for third, and the Lady Irish got up early, 23-13 at halftime, and increased that lead going into the fourth quarter. Sunnyside Christian scored 19 in the fourth quarter, but unlike at Liberty Christian, the Sales girls kept the ship steady offensively and scored 17 points of their own to win it 58-43. It tied 58 points. That tied the second best win or point total for the Irish girls this season. They did it against Touche earlier this year, and they scored 61 against Prescott in a ball game. So the first half defense was excellent, holding Sunnyside Christian to just 13 points. The offensive consistency was really good after a slow first quarter. And the Irish girls free throw shooting 20 out of 28, including 10 of 12 by Teresa Holtzinger, our player of the game, the 5'4 sophomore, 21 points. Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, she was an early candidate and definitely honorable mention for player of the game. The 5'8 freshman, a lot of rebounds, 14 points she scored in every quarter. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, a good news, bad news game for her last night. She had 14 points, 12 in the first half, just two free throws in the second half. She got in early foul trouble and ended up fouling out of the ball game. But unforced turnovers do continue to be a problem for the Irish. Hopefully they can get some of that cleaned up against Touche before the league tournament starts next week. So fourth quarter turnovers and fourth quarter defense, you got to get that worked out. And the Touche girls, they played at Prescott last night and lost that ball game 27-23. The Touche Indian girl, Touche Red Hawk girls, 2-9 under head coach Carl Lurie. We'll be right back with a look at the starting lineups and have the opening tip-off. You listen to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. It's senior day, senior night, and they're announcing the senior cheerleaders, Norma Cervantes and Haley Owsley. And then they'll be announcing the two senior basketball players, Brooklyn Frazier and Madison Ortuno. And I knew they were doing that, and they gave me an agenda. Then I couldn't find the agenda. Then the flag started coming down. So, well, maybe they're not doing it. And I thought, oh, we better take a break and get regrouped. So I'm back. I understand better what's going on right now. And so I mentioned as we went to break that Touche lost to Prescott at Prescott Friday, and they are 2-9, 3-13 overall. Obviously a challenging season for them. The Irish girls had one of their best offensive games of the year when they played Touche out at Touche on January 12th. The Irish girls won that ball game 58-22. They led wire to wire, got a fast start, playing great defense against the Touche girls. The Touche girls are a young team, did not score double digits in any quarter. Teresa Holtzinger had a big game. She liked the shooting environment out there in Touche. She hit 4 3-pointers and had 21 points and did not play in the fourth quarter. Coach Hazeltine able to get 14 different players in the game out of Touche. So they had a lot of fun in that regard. And so the Irish girls, as I mentioned earlier, they will play in the league tournament starting next week. And the way it works is the top four teams from the grape division, top four teams from the wheat division, they will play each other. The number one team from the wheat division will host the number four team from the grape division, number two hosts number three, and so on. And the winners will play each other on Friday. And if you lose twice, you're out. And then the teams survive those first two games. The same deal for the boys, except the boys play on Thursday and Saturday. So the teams that survive next week's league tournament action will advance to Dayton the following week on Thursday, February 5th, and Saturday, February 7th. And if you survive that second week of the tournament, and then you advance to a district tournament, which will actually be played at Reardon High School that third week in February. And then the last week in February, the teams that survive the district tournament play in what's called the state regional weekend. And then if you survive that, you get to the state tournament in Spokane, which is the first week in March. And the Irish boys have been to that state tournament 4 years in a row now. The last 3 years, they finished third, getting all the way to the semifinals 3 years in a row. So they're trying to crack that bubble this year, but it's been a lot of competition in the boys' bracket just right here in our own division. The Lady Irish, they made it to district last year and were one game short of making it to state regionals. And so Coach Hazeltine's girls trying to push through that little bubble of resistance and get all the way to state regionals this year. And the first step is you got to get in the league tournament, and the Irish girls and boys will play next week. So that's another peek. Some more information about the league tournament that starts next week. And with that, we'll take another break. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off as the Lady Irish get ready to take on the Touche Redhawks on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the flag that retires up into the rafters that talked about this before, our flag comes down from the ceiling in an automatic receptacle thing that lowers it. And it's in honor of First Lieutenant Matthew Fazari, DeSales class of 2005. He was killed in action in Afghanistan, and then that apparatus was donated by the class of 2013. And I usually try to time our return to the air about the time the flag reaches into the receptacle, but I didn't match it up very well. So we took one more extra break. Now the flag has been retired, and we've got a very large crowd in the gym for senior night. The Touche faithful are here in force. In fact, they've got their little all the way along the baseline down to my right. They've got their little cheering section. A lot of good positive energy for the Touche Lady Red Hawks and the Red Hawk boys teams as we announce the starting lineups now. For Carl Larise, Touche girls, he will start Kyra Philbrand, a 5-foot freshman. She had 5 points the last time these teams played. Number 13, Piper Carlisle, a 5'9 freshman, will start. You'll notice they're a very young team. Frances Preciado, a 5'5 sophomore, will start. She's a team captain. Cash Butler, a 5'6 freshman, will start. And Shay Lee Butler, another 5'6 freshman, will start. So they start 1, 2, 3, 4 freshmen and a sophomore. They're a very young team. Nick Hazeltine, girls, with a 7-4 division record, 10-9 overall. Third place in the Southeast 1B Great Division. Coach Hazeltine will send out Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior. She had 10 the last time these teams played. She had 14 points last night and went over Sunnyside Christian. Therese Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, will start 21 last night and 21. And when they played the Red Hawks back on January 12th, Therese is having a very good season in her sophomore campaign. Also starting for DeSales, Tessa Mendoza, a 5'6 freshman, and Brooklyn Sharp Frazier will start. So gets a start on senior night. Brooklyn, a 6'1 senior. And then the fifth starter, Matty Ortuno, will start. So Coach Hazeltine's got his two seniors out there together. Matty Ortuno, a typical starter. Brooklyn Frazier getting the start tonight, her senior year. And nice job by Coach Hazeltine getting to see his two senior classmates out there together to start this ball game. And Lon, you'll let us know who the officials are, of course. Did you hear me say that? Who are the officials?
Okay. We have tonight two repeaters, so hopefully they'll continue their good work last night. I thought they did a great job. Derek Heintzman is the referee throwing it up. Garrett Cook is the chopper, U1, and Justin James is U2.
All right, and we're ready to go. Sharp at the tip-off with Carlisle. The Red Hawks control it. And they come into front court down to my left. The ball's loose on the floor right away, and we've got a jump ball and the possession arrow to the Irish. Benavidez was down there with Francis Preciado. Again, a very young Red Hawks team. Their two wins were over Walla Walla Valley Academy this year. Pass down low to Ortuno. She's double-teamed, and a travel is called. She tried to pass it back out of there and traveled. So the Irish girls turn it over on their first possession. Bringing it in front court is Preciado. Gets it right wing to Cash Butler. Now to Phil Brandt. Phil Brandt to Preciado. No, they are both there. It actually went to Shaylee Butler. Down the pass it on the baseline off the hands of a Red Hawk player and out of bounds. Red Hawks showing full court press. Teresa Holtzinger surveying the defense. Dribbles up the left sideline. Gets right up the left sideline. They tried to trap her. Couldn't do it. Now to Mendoza. Pass behind Benavidez, but she chases it down in the right corner. Back to Mendoza. Swing it to the left side to Holtzinger. Left corner pass tipped away by the Red Hawks and out of bounds. Last touch by Ortuno. So the Lady Irish turn it over on their first two possessions. Lady Red Hawks playing very aggressive defensively. The Sales girls took about a quarter to warm up against the Red Hawks last year, and then in the last couple weeks ago on January 12th, there's another turnover as they steal it away to the Irish. Ortuno gets it in front court to Benavidez. On the baseline to Mendoza. Thought about the shot, won't take it. Now the right elbow to Benavidez. Up top to Holtzinger. Teresa, nobody open inside. Swing it to Mendoza. To Benavidez, cross court to Holtzinger. Drives to the left elbow, takes a shot backboard, nothing else. Benavidez grabs the carom, puts it in. Well, Teresa was wide right with the shot, but the backboard ricochet went right to Benavidez for the easy bucket. 2-0 Lady Irish. Red Hawks have not gotten a shot up yet. They've turned it over on their first couple of possessions. Right corner, Cash Butler. Has it knocked away by Holtzinger. Loose ball picked up by Ortuno. Outlet to Benavidez. Benavidez coming up the court on the right wing now, right on the baseline to Mendoza. Up top to Holtzinger between the circles. Gets it to Frazier. Brooklyn Frazier turns, shoots it short. It's going to go out of bounds. I'm guessing the Irish girls are going to try to get it to those two senior girls, Matty Ortuno and Brooklyn Frazier. And so Brooklyn's going to come out of the game now. She got a shot up. And now Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, comes in the ballgame. Addison had a big game against Sunnyside Christian last night, scoring 14 points. We have a timeout on the floor. 5:57 to go, first quarter. Lady Irish up 2-0 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, the timeout period is over. The Irish bench area, they get some water cleaned up off the floor. The Sales looking to line up in a little trapping zone here as they meet Preciado at half court. They knock the ball away from her. It goes to Cash Butler. She gets it in the right corner to Phil Brandt. Phil Brandt looking for a room to shoot. And Benavidez on here. She drives baseline, puts up a 14-footer, does Phil Brandt. Won't go. Rebound out of there by Shaylee Butler. Puts it up, won't go. Rebound ends up in Holtzinger's hands. Streets up the right side. Gets it to Ortuno on the left baseline. And she throws a pass off the shin of Mendoza. A little friendly fire there. They're a little too close to each other on that one. And now Lindley Donnelly getting set to check in. 2-0 Lady Irish. 2.5 minutes into the ballgame. They get it to the elbow of Carlisle. Now Butler on the drive. Tries to get it along the baseline to Phil Brandt, but it goes out of bounds. Another two-sheet turnover. Lindley Donnelly had a 3-point field goal in the game last night against Sunnyside Christian. She checks in for Ortuno. Holtzinger surveying the pressure, brings it into front court. They try to trap her. She'll give it up on the left wing to Mendoza. Now to the left elbow to Mason. Up top to Holtzinger. Three on the way. It's short and an air ball out of bounds. Both teams struggling. The Red Hawks struggling to get a shot off, and the Lady Irish struggling to get a shot to go in. They lead 2-0. The Irish press the inbound. The Red Hawks can't get it inbounds. That's a 5-second violation. Defense travel is travels. It'll, if your offense doesn't come along for the ride, your defense can always be solid. They lob it into Benavidez on the inbound, and she puts it in. Nice touch pass by Holtzinger. They've run that play all season where Benavidez just comes off the block. It's a little screen, which puts her right in front of the basket and open. Teresa lobs it up, and Benavidez will catch it without coming down, keep the ball up high, and just put it in over the front rim. Irish up 4-0. Mason goes to the steal on the inbound, but they get it away from her. Shaylee Butler in front court, cut off on the left sideline by Mendoza. Swing it to Preciado. Red Hawks have gotten a couple shots up, but none in. Now with it is Shaylee Butler, deep on the right wing in the corner to Preciado. Irish up 4-0. Preciado has it knocked away. He gets it back. Benavidez is right on her in the corner. And there's a whistle and a foul called on the Irish. 4 seconds on the shot clock, and the Lady Irish reach in. And the foul's on Benavidez is over there at Preciado for kind of a hold is a hold. That's kind of a bailout over there. So a fresh shot clock. Benavidez will come out. Audrey Casso checks in. Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader, the 5'2 eighth grader, is checked in as well as Mendoza comes out. Phil Brandt looking for room. Passes it to the elbow, but it's stolen by Holtzinger. Teresa the other way, lays it up and in with the left hand. The Sales girls up 6-0. 4:12 to go, nearing the halfway mark of the first quarter. And Mason now will slap the inbound pass away. Sales playing very good defense against a Red Hawk team that's just 3-13 on the season here at the final game of the regular season. Now the ball inbounded, tipped away, and Ferraro controls it and gets it to Holtzinger. They'll reset. Get to Gretchen on the right wing, back up to Holtzinger. Swing it left wing to Donnelly. Now left baseline to Casso. Finds Mason inside. Too strong with the shot. Rebound battle. Mason takes it away from Phil Brandt. Phil Brandt comes out of the pile holding her nose saying, I got, not the pile. They were all on their feet. She took a forearm or an elbow of some kind right to the schnoz, the nose. So she'll have to get a break. And they'll help her out, take her out of the ball game. And into the game comes number 4. That's Lexi Lozano, a sophomore. Red Hawks also bring in Maddie Short, who's bringing it up the sideline across the way, and she steps on the sideline. Another Red Hawk turnover. Irish up 6-0. Casa will inbound it at half court, straight across the court from our vantage point. Now Donnelly will run the offense as Holtzinger is checked out of the game. They get inside to Mason. She leaves it short and rebound by Preciado. Preciado up court with it. Now get it to Cash Butler. In the corner to Short. Short on the drive. Bank shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Gretchen Ferraro. She's just 5'2", but she really hustles to the ball. Casso gets in the front court to Donnelly. Lindley on the left wing. And she's pressured by Butler, Cash Butler, and she travels. Lindley had her dribble. She kind of panicked there. with the player-to-player pressures. Got to put the ball on the floor. Preciado now trying to get open against Donnelly. Instead, they throw it in to Short. Maddie Short drives down the right side, cut off by Casa over in the right corner. Now we have a whistle and an offensive foul, I think, as Short threw out the forearm trying to get some room to shoot or room to do something. So the Red Hawks show press. Irish will inbound in their backcourt. 3:06 to go, first quarter. Ball gets away from Ferraro, the right to Ortuno, who's checked back in. Now to Mason. Mason goes up strong, right into the defense, and she's fouled. Addison's figured out that if you go right at the defense aggressively, you're probably going to get the call. Addison's been to the free throw line a lot this week with some mixed success. She'll have two chances here with exactly 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. First one is short. Holtzinger, Frazier, and Benavidez check back in. Ferraro, Casso, and Donnelly check out. So Benavidez, Mendoza, Mason, Frazier, and Holtzinger on the floor. Addison misses both free throws. Holtzinger rips the rebound away from the Red Hawks, can't hit the shot. And that rebound is picked out of there by the Red Hawks. They bring it into front court. With it right now is Lozano. And we got a whistle and traveling called on Lozano. Ortuno will check in for Mason. And now Coach Hazeltine has his starting five back out there. Cash Butler checks in for Short. Phil Brandt's back in. That's good to see. She had a bopped in the nose there a moment ago. Holtzinger, right wing pass to Mendoza. She'll shoot the 15-footer, won't go. Rebounded by the Redhawks. Cash Butler bringing it up the court. Mendoza shadowing her too aggressively, and that's a foul on Tessa Mendoza. Tessa is not afraid of the contact defensively. Sometimes she's just a little too aggressive with it out in open court right in front of the officials. Into the game for the Red Hawks, Piper Carlisle, 5'9 freshman starter, as Avery Dial was in there for a moment. She comes back out, inbounding it to Lozano, has it knocked away, goes back to Cash Butler, drives base on right side, throws it out for Phil Brandt, but over her head and out of bounds. Another Red Hawk turnover. 6-0, Lady Irish, 2:27 to go, first quarter. Teresa will walk it across the timeline. 2-3 zone defense by the Red Hawks. Up top it goes to Mendoza. Lob high down low to Frazier through her hands. Ortuno gets the loose ball, and then she's tied up. Coach Lurie excited about his Lady Red Hawks getting after that loose ball. Coming out of the game is Shaylee Butler. Coming in is Genesis Avalos, a freshman. They get inbounds to Benavidez, her shot won't go, gets her own rebound, puts it back up. It still won't go, but she's fouled. Foul on Piper Carlisle, her first, second on, or third on the Red Hawks. I missed a foul somewhere. Benavidez will shoot two free throws. She has four of the Irish's 6 points. Her first free throw's off the mark. The Irish 0 for 3 from the line. Preciado checks in for Lozano. Red Hawks have yet to score in this contest. Second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound taken out of there by Cash Butler. She's going to keep the dribble all the way into front court. Mendoza and Holtzinger shadowing her. Now she gives it up to Avalos. Her pass tip, ball's loose. Avalos picks it back up. Holtzinger takes it away. And ball's still loose. Players diving on the floor, and we've got a whistle and a timeout. Carl Lurie. Carl Lurie really loves the hustle of his very young Red Hawk team. The Sales Girls up 6-0, 1:53 to go first quarter. When we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
What do we got? One, two. I missed one.
We're back live, and the officials discussing something after the timeout. Might be the shot clock. It's 30 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there was a loose ball, and they were... They've changed it to 21.
Well, see, it goes
there. You're the official. Go ahead.
It goes back to 20, I believe. If there's a timeout or a, no, it's just whatever's on the clock.
Yeah, if it's 21, it should stay at 21.
Yeah.
All right, so they've got that figured out, and now. Cash Butler across the way in front of the Irish cheerleaders. She'll inbound the ball. Gets it right corner to Aubrey Martinez. She's in the corner with it. Back up top, it goes to Butler. That's Cash Butler. There's also Shaylee Butler. Preciado with it. Now to Martinez. She takes a shot off there and won't go. Chased down the left corner by Cash Butler. She has it knocked away by Benavides. Now Preciado runs down a loose ball. Oh, he traveled. Aubrey Martinez, a 5'1", eighth grader, quick to shoot, and then earlier in that possession, got the ball, was thinking about shooting and changed her mind, but she'd already committed the footwork to the travel. 1:23 to go, first quarter. Irish up 6-0. Holtzinger up top of the key to Mendoza. Pass inside, tipped, and ends up in Ortuno's hand, then another traveling foul. Not sure where that pass initially was intended for, but it ended up in Ortuno's hands. Mason and Casso check in. Ortuno and Frazier, the two seniors, come out of the ballgame. Looks like Coach Hazeltine is going to try to pair those seniors up as much as possible in this ballgame. Have a little fun with senior night, still get the win. There's a cross-court pass tip. Mendoza's got it. She's coming the other way. She loses her dribble, and now we've got a jump ball call. Pretty quick whistles on those jump balls. Don't want to get a scrum and get somebody hurt. Coming into the game for Tushy, Morgan Ams, a 5'4 sophomore. Coach Carl Lurie doing a great job getting all of his young players into the game early. Tushy's girls obviously not ready to compete at the varsity level, at the top level, but they're so young, they just got to get reps. Can't get reps sitting on the bench. Driving to the basket is Cash Butler. She passes it off to Carlisle. Carlisle's foul, putting up a shot. Carl Lurie very excited about that. So the Red Hawks have their best chance to score. Piper Carlisle, 5'9 freshman at the line, to shoot two with 50.9 seconds left in the first quarter. And the Red Hawks' first free throw is off the mark. Benavides will check out, and Lindley Donnelly comes in. Trying to get the Red Hawks on the board. Second free throw is good, and there it is. First point of the game for the Red Hawks. Comes with 50.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish up 6-1. The sale's not exactly lighting up the scoreboard. Lindley Donnelly, pass over to Holtzinger. She chases down now to Mendoza, back to Holtzinger on the left wing. Very aggressive defense. Holtzinger on the dribble drive, puts up a tough 15-footer. She's got it. Beats the shot clock. Freese has got four. Irish up 8-1. Shot clock is off now. 21 seconds and counting to go in the first quarter. Martinez tied up, gets it to Butler. Butler to Preciado, who gets it in front court. And it's down to 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass to Butler. She tries to chase it down, but it's going to go out of bounds off of Nick Hazeltine, and they say off of DeSales. Well, it was. It was off the DeSales coach. And we got a whistle. And there's a delay of game on Tessa Mendoza. You can't crowd the inbounder. And she's right up on the inbounder and leaning in on her and said, you got to get a room, give her room to execute the pass. And once the pass has been delivered, you can tip it. They get it inbounds to Shea Lee Butler, puts the shot up. Oh, and it was in, but it was after the, after the buzzer. The Carl Lurie, Tucci coach, always pauses and says, hey, that's okay. We executed the play, just missed the buzzer. 8-1, Lady Irish with the lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Irish girls, 8-1 lead. The good news is the defense has held the young Red Hawks without a field goal. The Irish offense has been a little stagnant in their own right. And there's a ball passed inside in traffic by DeSales to start the second quarter, and it ends up going out of bounds. A lot of turnovers. Total points on the board, 9. I'm pretty sure there's more turnovers than that right now. Irish with the full court pressure. The Cash Butler gets it across the timeline on the dribble. Keeps the dribble. Still on the dribble all the way down into the right corner. Gets it down low to Carlisle. Carlisle turns and shoots. She scores it. Piper Carlisle gets the first field goal for the Lady Redhawks on the first possession of the second quarter. Now they trap Holtzinger at half court, and that's a jump ball. Carl Lurie is very excited. It should be. They execute the trap perfectly. And Teresa Holtzinger is a very good point guard, arguably the best point guard in the league, in the division anyway. There's another jump ball, and that one's going to go to the Irish as they trap Preciado when she inbounds the ball. So defense is solid for both teams. Offense, not so much for either team. Holtzinger avoids the trap, gets it left wing to Mendoza. Down low to Mason. She turns for a shot and collides with Shaylee Butler. Butler was right there with the defense, and
that's pretty good position.
Yep, the contact foul is called. Addison Mason will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 7:07 to go, first half. Addison's 0-for-2 at the line today. Hits that one right through. Gretchen Ferraro is going to check in for Holtzinger. Teresa will sit down with 4 points there in the first quarter. 9-3 now to Sales. Mason's second free throw's off the mark. Won't go. Rebounded by Butler. That's Cash Butler, the freshman, dribbling left to right as she comes across the timeline. High post to Carlisle, and she's fouled. Reach in on Ferraro. So Piper Carlisle, the 5'9 freshman, seems to be the girl they're trying to get the ball to. And they'll get a chance now on an inbound play under the basket down to our left. The red-shirted Redhawks break the little stack line they have. They get to Phil Brown. Her shot is off the mark and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. So now they'll move over to the left side of the basket as you would face it. And Butler will inbound it to Phil Brandt again. This time she's guarded by Ferraro. Now back to Cash Butler. Dribbling left to right, cut off by Donnelly. High post pass goes to Preciado. Pass inside intended for Carlisle. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Redhawks. Redhawks continue to press full court. Donnelly gets it to Mendoza. See how the Irish do on the press break without Holtzing in the ball game. They get in the front court to Donnelly, and then Chief Travel. It seems like late, and I know coaches all watch film, starting with the mid-third quarter of the Liberty Christian game when the Irish were ahead in that key contest. Liberty Christian really turned up the on-ball pressure, and the Lady Irish did not handle it at all. Sunnyside Christian put a lot of press pressure on the Irish last night, and the Red Hawks are doing the same, but the Red Hawks turn it right back over. And after the Red Hawk turnover, we've got a timeout. The Sales will be inbounding the basketball with a 9-3 lead and 6:26 to go in the first half when we come back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live in the timeout period, just about over. Teams continue to huddle up. Only five total field goals in this game. Played 10 minutes of basketball. Teresa Holtzinger has 4 points. Peyton Benavides has 4 points. One free throw by Addison Mason for the Irish, 9 points total. Then Piper Carlisle, 1 of 2 free throws, has 1 point, and then she hit a 2-point field goal in the second quarter. She has all 3 of their points. They trap Donnelly as she comes across the timeline, but she gets it away to Mendoza. Now back to Donnelly. Now on the baseline to Casso. Casso drives baseline, gets by the defense, shoots it too strong. Ferraro with the putback, it won't go. Now Mason's got it, and she's tied up. Carl Lurie, somebody ought to put a camera on that coach. He's the athletic director and coaches a girls' basketball team out of Touche, and he's a high-energy guy encouraging his young at Red Hawks, and they get a victory there on that possession with the good defense. But then they turn it right back over. 9-3, DeSales with the lead. 6 minutes to go, first half. Donnelly bringing it to the front court. Sees a trap coming, picks up her dribble, and she's fouled by Preciado. That is Preciado's first, second of the second quarter on the Red Hawks. And right down next to Carl Lurie, then the Touche bench, Casso will inbound it. Right corner, Mendoza to Casso down to Mason. Mason puts it in, she's fouled. Nice inbound play. Sideline inbounds, pass it to the corner. Defense defended the three-point attempt, so they dumped it inside to Mason. She lays it in. She gets fouled. Addison's got 3 points. The foul is on Cash Butler. The Red Hawks spreading out their 6 fouls. No player with more than 1 foul. And a nice free throw. So Addison, after missing her first 2 free throws of the game, is now at 2 out of 3, and she has 4 points. Cash Butler in the front court. We've got a whistle and traveling call as she turned to pass it. Red Hawk turnover. Mendoza across the way will inbound it. Crowd continues to come into the gym. I expect a real full gym tonight for the boys contest. The Touche Red Hawks have an 8th grade player named Aiden Garnett, who's been averaging about 40 points a season, game this season. Geez, you got bodies falling all over the floor. We had 2 players fall down before the whistle blew, and then after the whistle blew, Addison Mason maybe didn't hear the whistle. She kept going and fell over the top of another player. Looks like everybody's okay. And after everybody gets up, the officials say it's belongs to the Red Hawks. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Shaylee Butler was coming towards the ball to catch the pass. She slowed down to catch the pass, and Addison Mason didn't slow down and chasing her and just knocked her over. Pretty physical stuff right now. And now Cash Butler will bring it to front court. Splits a double team, then stolen away by Mendoza. And she gets it ahead quickly to Lindley Donnelly, hustling back with the Redhawks. Back up top to Mendoza. Along the baseline to Caso. Caso gets inside the defender and is fouled by Carlisle before the shot. But I think that might be the fifth foul on the Redhawks. It says four right now on the scoreboard. I don't know if they changed. They must have already changed it. And so the Irish will inbound under the basket, under their basket, down to our right. As we watch here, they lob it inside to Mendoza. To Mason. Can't hit the shot. Ball's loose. Caso saves it. Ferraro's got it now to Donnelly. Donnelly drives the left elbow. Cut off by Preciado. Swinging around the corner now with it is Mendoza. To Donnelly. To the foul line area to Mason. Her shot won't go. Rebound. Gretchen Ferraro on the deck. Keeping the ball alive. But Phil Brandt comes out of there with it. And then she loses it for a second. Gets it back. And she comes across the timeline. And then Ferraro back there with her. She ties her up. Gretchen Ferraro leads the team in jump ball tie-ups. The 5'2" eighth grader. She'll come out of the ball game with some great hustle. Mason and Mendoza also out. Benavidez, Ortuno, and Holtzinger check back in. 4:48 to go in the half. DeSales up 12-3. Red Ox in that 2-3 zone as Teresa Holtzinger gets back on the court. Right wing pass to Caso. Down low to Mendoza. Benavidez wide open. The Sales has worked that set nicely all week long. Benavidez had 22 points, I think it was, against Liberty Christian. She had 14 against Sunnyside Christian last night, mostly on those types of plays. There's a steal by Donnelly. Head to Caso. Spins away from a defender. Puts it up off the glass and in. The defender went for a steal on the initial pass. She spun away from her and in a nice fluid motion off the glass and in. DeSales scores four in a row and are up 16-3 now. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Butler dribbles into a trap, loses the ball out of bounds. I think she was hoping for a foul call, but the defenders both were stationary. If you stay still, somebody runs into you, you've got a chance of not getting a foul called on you. For the Red Ox, Lexley Lozano checks in. And now Bree Martinez will check in. 5'4" freshman. I think she's a freshman. They told me and now I can't remember already. She has the ball in the right wing. Goes off her hands. Loose ball picked up by Maddie Short. Maddie Short has it knocked away from behind. And she heads the other way. I think Ortuno got a hold of it. Natalie Michaels is also in. 5'5" eighth grader. Holtzinger jump stop on the left side of the lane. Can't find room to shoot. Ball tipped into backcourt. Chasing the ball down is Lozano, and she scores it. So Benavidez was running hard with two Red Ox. Cash Butler and Benavidez both hit the deck. Lozano came up behind them both, picked up the fumble, and put it in. Pass to Michaels. Ball taken away by Preciado. Now Preciado caught for traveling. She's on the floor, and then she rolled over. Throw it, and now the scores table wants the officials to come over, figure out something. 2, 4, 6, 8. 16 total points for the Irish, 5 for the Red Ox. Not sure what the discussion is, but we've had some controversial issues at the scores table this season, and I think the scorekeepers are just kind of hyper aware of making sure everything's the way it's supposed to be.
I think it's a 30-second clock, but I'm not sure.
I think it's a scorebook violation.
We didn't have one of our kids in the book.
Yeah, so an incorrect scoreboard and a technical foul on the Irish for not having one of the players listed. So Tushy will shoot a free throw. That makes sense. Piper Carlisle misses the first one. She'll get another chance. So I don't think that goes down as a team foul or anything. Does it, Lon?
No.
No. Carlisle misses them both. So then Tushy will get the ball. So the Irish lose possession. due to the clerical error. Fortunate not to give up a couple points. That happens sometimes, especially when you're trying to get a lot of players that don't normally suit up or get in the game on the varsity. There's Martinez with a steal on the inbound, and then she comes the other. She came the other way. She had the lay, and then she just stopped and to see if any of her teammates were coming, and she stopped her dribble, didn't stop her feet. Irish turned it over. Oh, well.
She wanted help.
Good for Coach Hazeltine. He has had a plan. When we've played the bottom teams in the division, he's had a plan to get a lot of girls in the ballgame. Lozano gets it up top to Philbrand. Michael's on Philbrand. Now right wing pass goes to Genesis Avalos. Baseline pass is short. Her jumper won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Holtzinger up court to Ortuno. Too high off her hands and out of bounds. Teresa always playing with her eyes up, seeing the players run the floor, but the angle of the pass was just too challenging for Ortuno. Now Coach Lurie is going to put five fresh players in the ballgame. Well, four. Actually, Cass Butler stays out there. Preciado is out there. I guess three came in. Aubrey Martinez is in, and Shaylee Butler comes in. She gets the ball. Now we've got a whistle and a foul called on the Irish. The foul's going to be on Martinez. Her first. Third on the Irish. 2:42 to go first half. Irish up 16-5. Michaels and Martinez check out. And now Natalie Hernandez, a 5'2 junior, and Liliana Osorio Rivas gets in the ball game. Indians, or the Red Hawks inbound it to Martinez. Pass inside for Preciado. Up top it goes to Ams for a long shot. It won't go. That was Morgan Ams, a 5'4 sophomore. Holtzinger with the rebound. She goes all the way coast to coast. The Red Hawks part of the seas. Nobody picked her up, and Holtzinger's got six. 18-5 Irish. I think Teresa was just coming up the court looking for a teammate, and then nobody guarded her. Now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Red Hawks as Maddie Ortuno took it away from a Red Hawk player. And that foul will put the Red Hawks over the limit. The foul is on Francis Preciado. And that will send Maddie Ortuno to the free throw line. 2:13 to go first half. The Sales up 18-5. They're up 8-1 after one quarter. Ortuno's first one off the mark. The 5'4 senior. Possibly playing her last game on this court. The girls will be in the league tournament next week for at least two games. Second shot off the mark, rebounded by Cass Butler. The Irish, depending on the seeding, how things go, they could end up with a home game on they could end up with a home game on Friday, depending on who their opponent is. The home team is the higher seeded team of each matchup in the league tournament. And Lon chuckling a little bit. Ortuno and a Red Hawk player got tangled up. They end up falling over the top of each other. The ball goes out of bounds off the Red Hawks. Rivas to Hernandez inside. Mason wide open. Hernandez founds her. Mason finishes it. Irish up 20-5. Good ball movement by the Lady Irish. Rivas meeting Preciado at the half court. She gets it away to Cash Butler. Now to Martinez. To Preciado, to Martinez, over to Am. She fires a three. It's way out the mark. Hernandez is going to chase down the loose ball. Holtzinger with it now. Good hustle by the Irish group that's out there right now. They've all hustled well. Rivas gets it back up top to Holtzinger between the circles. Now the high post to Mason. Mason to Holtzinger. Three on the way. It's short. It's an air ball out of bounds. Teresa's saying, huh. And she walks the other way. She hit five of those, I think, last week, last time these teams played. Where do I have that note? I'll find it. Therese Holtzinger. First time these teams played. Four threes. I was off by one. Red Hawk, turn it over as I try to find some notes on Teresa. But it was last touched by the Sales, they say. So the Red Hawks, with 56.6 seconds to go in the first half, will inbound it. Right corner pass to Martinez. Fires a long jumper out there and we'll go rebound Hernandez. Natalie Hernandez, nice board ahead to Holtzinger. She goes all the way coast to coast, puts it up strong, shot won't go, rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Irish. A lot of contact there.
Wow.
Bouncing off bodies.
Letting them play late in the first half.
Mendoza checks in for Holtzinger. Ams comes out for the Red Hawks. Back into the game comes Shaylee Butler for the Red Hawks. Cash Butler brings into the front court. Passes inside too high for Short and out of bounds. Cash Butler seems to do most of the ball handling. 5'6" freshman. Very young team. They started 4 freshmen and a sophomore. No seniors on their roster. All freshmen and sophomore players.
Shoot.
Ortuno goes baseline, gets it to Hernandez. Back to Ortuno. Double teamed under the basket. Tries to get to Rivas. Knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Martinez. Good defense by the Red Hawks. 22 seconds to go in the half. Nick Hazeltine says, hey, we'll call a timeout. We'll set up a play here. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Mendoza will inbound. Let's see what they have drawn up. They try to get it to Ortuno, but they take it away from her. So Coach Hazeltine tried to drop a play for Maddie Ortuno to get a shot on senior night. One of two seniors on the Irish roster. Now there's Rivas trying to knock it away from the Red Hawks, Lexi Lozano, and Rivas fouls her. 4 fouls on the Irish. They're very quick on putting the team foul up. It's, I don't know what your thoughts are. It's good to wait a little bit before the team foul goes up there because then you got to figure out was that before or after or was it already like that? They inbound the ball now. And it's off of the Irish out of bounds as I lost track of things a little bit. So now 2.9 seconds left in the quarter. Coach Carl Lurie brings in Carlisle. She hit a shot at the end of the first quarter. It went in, but it was just a split second after the buzzer. So let's see if they can do it again. They get it to Butler, and the shot won't go. And so we're at the half. Lady Irish up 20-5. If you're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at ComfortRightDayOrNight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
But he's not suited down.
We're back live here at DeSales at the half. The Irish girls up 20-5 here at the half. A very slow-paced, turnover-filled ball game in general, but specifically the first quarter. The Lady Irish led 8-1 after the first 8 minutes, and then outscore Touche 12-4 in the second quarter. The Irish offense a little much more efficient, I guess, in the second quarter, scoring 12 after just 8 in the first quarter. They lead it 20-5 at the half. Postseason starts next week. We'll talk about the league tournament when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
LLC. If you own
LLC.
A business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Seriously?
We're back live at DeSales at the half. Girls up 20-5. So the postseason starts on the first week of February. First games will start Wednesday. And the goal of the postseason is to get the best teams from your league to the state tournament if possible. And it starts off with a league tournament. Our league is split into two divisions. The Grape Division, which starts geographically here in Walla Walla, heads up Highway 12 into the Yakima Valley. So if you're doing it geographically, we'd have DeSales and Walla Walla Valley Academy right here in Walla Walla. Then you've got Touche and Prescott. Then you get to the Tri-Cities where you have Liberty Christian. Then you head up the Yakima Valley, and you have Sunnyside Christian and Yakima Nation Tribal. And then Riverside Christian is also in the mix. They don't have a girls team, just a boys team. Riverside Christian is in Yakima, in East Yakima. So those are the teams in the Grape Division. The Wheat Division, you just head north on Highway 12, and geographically you'd start at Waitsburg, then you'd get to Dayton, and then you got Pomeroy, And then up in the heart of the Palouse, you've got Tico Rosalia, St. John Endicott La Crosse, Oaksdale, and Garfield Palouse. So at the end of the regular season, which is tonight, the top four teams in each division will start matching up next week in a double elimination league tournament. Next week's games will be at the home site of the first and second place teams in each division, with the third place teams taking on the second place teams and the fourth place teams traveling to the first place teams. And then the winners play each other on Friday, talking about the girls tournament, Wednesday and Friday, and the losers will play a loser out game on Friday. And the better seeded team will host each of those matchups. Then the teams that survive next week, they will go to Dayton for games Dayton. Where's my Dayton notes? February. Did they get cut off? Oh, Dayton. Yeah, the 5th and the 7th. That's not right. I got it. My Dayton. The Dayton notes must have got on the second page. So the next week, the following week, Wednesday and Friday will be in Dayton. I don't have the actual February blank, but it's the second week in February. And then if you survive the Dayton portion of the league tournament, you get to go to district, which will be played in Reardon the following week. And if you survive the district tournament, which will be against teams from the northern part of our district, that would be Elmira Cooley Heartline, up there up north, Northport, schools like that, if you head to Spokane and then all the way up to the Canadian border. And if you get through district, state regionals, the last weekend in February, and then the state tournament in Spokane in March. And the Irish girls will looking like they'll be the number 3 seed, and so they will likely, this won't be confirmed until probably Monday morning, likely the girls are going to head up into the Palouse Wednesday and play the loser of the Garpal girls, Oaksdale's girls game, which is being played tonight. That's a look at the postseason coming up. We'll be right back with a look at halftime stats and have second half action here at DeSales. The Lady Irish up 20-5 against the Touche Redhawks on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier, and we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, they're speeding things up. They've ran the clock to zero and started the second half. We usually don't do that here at DeSales, but they did it. So we're back to live action, and Brooklyn Sharp, the senior on senior night, is in the game. It's Sharp Frazier. It's actually Frazier in my score sheet, but I was told it's a hyphenated name, but I noticed on the senior night agenda, she's listed as Brooklyn Frazier. The Irish will inbound it, swinging around to Teresa Holzinger. Here, 3 is off the mark. Well, not much scoring to talk about. Touche, Lexi Lozano has 2, and Piper Carlisle has 3 for all 5 of their points. They're 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Coach Hazeltine's got Teresa Holtzinger and Peyton Benavides, each with 6 points, two for Audrey Castro, and also 6 points for Addison Mason. Irish get the ball back on a turnover, pass it down low to Ortuno, to Benavides, out to Holtzinger for three, and she's got it. Straight away, hit the iron, rolled around, hit the backboard, and went in. Nice soft touch once it hit the rim. Teresa's first Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Irish up 23-5. Now Cash Butler with it. On the baseline, it goes to Preciado. Shot won't go. Rebound. A tie up underneath between Carlisle and Holtzinger. It's Tushy, or Red Hawk basketball on the possession arrow. Down to our right now as the Red Hawks will move left to right and have play offense in front of their bench down to the right. And the Irish girls will move right to left. Inbound bound to Phil Brandt. Her long jumper off the mark won't go. Benavides tightropes the sideline and knocks it off a Red Hawk player. And the Irish will get possession. Happened right down the doorway with where my old history teacher when I was at the high school and the head basketball coach at DeSales back in the late 70s and early 80s, Mike Michaels. And he's sitting in the doorway watching the ball game. His granddaughter, Natalie, an eighth grader, is suited up. She got in for a little bit in the first quarter half. Teresa fires up another three. That one's a little short. The Irish shooters in general, especially the boys last night against Sunnyside Christian, have not shot the ball well on their home floor this weekend so far. And the Irish boys are going to need to change that, because they're going to take on a Tushy team who's fourth place in our division, but they have the most offensive firepower of any team in our division when they're on. Red Hawks turn it over again. Left wing pass to Mendoza. Downloaded Frazier. I know they want her to shoot it. She's triple teamed and has the ball taken away from her. Trying to get shots up for the seniors on senior night. Phil Brown into front court. Has it knocked away, loose ball to Ortuno, ahead to Holtzinger. Teresa will go up with the left hand and miss the lay-in. Mendoza with the rebound, she misses. Frazier's got it, and it goes in! Perfect. You don't usually root for a missed lay-in and a missed putback, but it worked out just fine as Brooklyn Frazier hustled down to get into the play, and on senior night, she gets the bucket. Irish up 25-5. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Red Ox inbound against Irish full court pressure. Felbrandt slaps away from Mendoza out of bounds. So Mendoza, Holtzinger, Mason, Benavides, and Ortuno on the floor. There's another one of my old coaches, Wayne Dickey, my baseball coach when I was in high school. Maybe he's bringing that popcorn up to me. Then again, maybe he's not. And there's another loose ball in backcourt on the Red Hawk inbound. It goes off to Sales. But a nice full gym. Tushy's folks got a lot of people here. The boys game, the Tushy boys team has had more success than an Indians Red Hawks boys. Well, since they've been called the Red Hawks, I'll say that. They switched the name from Indians to Red Hawks several years ago. But so the Tushy boys team's been real solid. So it'll be an entertaining matchup. Right wing pass to Mendoza. Wide open underneath is Benavides. Nice pass by Tessa. Benavidez hits the shot. It's 27-5. And now we have players on the deck on the inbound. And it goes out of bounds off of the Redhawks. And a foul's called on Tucci. Fouls on Preciado. That's her third. Mendoza inbounds it to Mason. Loses a handle on it. And it's knocked out of bounds. Goes off of the Tucci play. Mendoza looks to get it inbounds. Irish up 27-5. Left corner pass to Holtzinger. They get right on her. Gets in the corner to Mendoza. She pulls up from 15 off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Benavidez. Puts it up. She's fouled on the rebound. And we'll see who the foul is on. Foul is on Preciado again. She's got four, I think. Oh, number 14. I thought he said 15. It's on short. That's her second. So Benavidez will shoot two free throws. Okay. Try to get double figures here with a couple mates. She hits the first one. She's got 9 points. The Irish 2 of 7 from the line in the first half. Redhawks are 1 of 4 at the line in the first half. Benavidez's second one is up, and it's off the iron short, off the foot of a player. Now we've got four players on the floor. And coming out of the pack with it is Carlisle. Ahead to Short. They've got a 3-on-2. Short keeps her dribble. Takes a shot. It banks it in. Maddie Short from about 15 feet on the right wing gets the Redhawks on the board here in the third quarter. Irish up 28-7. Cross court pass to Mendoza. Now to Ortuno. Pass inside to Benavidez behind the defense. Shot a little too strong. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. And we've got a jump ball call. 4:37 to go, third quarter. Lady Irish up 28-7. And Coach Hazeltine working on the press break, or the press, and the Redhawks working on the press break. Steal on the inbound by Mendoza. Can't hit it. Rebound put back by Holtzinger, also off the mark. Mendoza gets it again, misses again. Ball's loose on the floor, and Short comes out of there with it. Irish hustle back in the home white uniforms. Short into front court, being hounded by Mendoza, being fouled by Mendoza. And Coach Hazeltine will send three players into the ballgame. Audrey Casso, Gretchen Ferraro, and Lindley Donnelly check in. Mendoza, Holtzinger, and Benavidez check out. Inbounding for the Redhawks is Butler. Gets it inside to Preciado. Also touching the ball in that possession. Natalie Harding, who just checked up into the ballgame. And a whistle and traveling is the call on the Redhawks. Irish will inbound now against Redhawk pressure. Now to Ferraro into front court. Pass knocked away by Butler. And Cash Butler and Ferraro now on the deck fighting for the ball, and traveling is called. I guess that's going to be on Ferraro. Carl Lurie really excited. Every time the Redhawks make a good hustle play, he really makes sure he lets them know he's proud of their effort. Good jobs. Coaching a lot of young players, freshmen and sophomores, throughout their roster, including one eighth grader.
There's no control.
Ball went in the back court, but
control.
Yeah, no. It's an inbound play, so it hadn't been possessed in front court, correct?
Oh, yeah.
That's a turnover.
It's not over and back.
And substitutions for the Redhawks. Into the game comes Aubrey Martinez, the eighth grader, and Lexley Lozano, a sophomore. Preciado and Phil Brandt sit down. Casso to inbound. In the right corner goes to Ortuno. Down low to Mason. Loses the ball, gets it up, kicks it back out to Casso. Now up to the top of the key between the circles to Ferraro. Swing it left wing to Donnelly. On the baseline to Ortuno. Pass inside to Mason. Takes a strong shot. She scores and she's fouled. Addison, the freshman, caught it, kept it high, turned and shot it with the contact, and scores it. Mason's got 8, and the foul was on Shaylee Butler. Short, they say. Maddie Short, her third. Addison, 2 of 5 from the free throw line unofficially. She makes that one, but she stepped on the line. Mid-season, she had a lot of trouble with that, and they haven't called that on her lately, but they got her that time. 30-7 to Sales. not to be selfish about this, but it'd be nice to get up to that 40-point advantage and to get the running clock. Donnelly gets a rebound off a Reddock miss. Up court to Casso. Casso drives to the basket. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. The foul is on Harding, number 12. Natalie Harding, a 5'6 sophomore. And Audrey Casso will shoot two free throws. First one is off the mark. Brooklyn Frazier checks in for Addison Mason. So Coach Hazeltine's got his two seniors out there together again. He's done that several times. They both started the ball game, Maddie Ortuno and Brooklyn Frazier. Casso's second free throw's up, off the back iron, rolls around and drops in. Nice soft touch. Audrey's got 3 points. And Martinez will come the other way. Cross court pass up top goes to Genesis Avalos, who's in the ball game. She's got it on the right wing now. We've got a reach in foul is going to be called on Gretchen Ferraro. It's her second, third on the Irish. 3:17 to go, third quarter. Shaylee Butler will inbound. Up top it goes to Martinez. Off her hand, but she'll chase it down near half court. Ferraro on her. Now over to Lozano, back up top to Avalos. 18 on the shot clock, plenty of time. And Casso knocks it away from Avalos as she was on the dribble out there by the three-point line heading towards the left corner. So they'll inbound it there, and the full house continues to get fuller as people come in the doorways getting ready for this boys' contest coming up. And now Lozano loses a dribble. Players on the floor, and jump ball is a call. And it is DeSales basketball. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Touche's boys 11-6 on the year, 7-6 in the division. The Irish boys 16-3 on the year, ranked number 5 in the state, 12-1 in the division. Both teams will be advancing to the league tournament. They get inside to Frazier. Frazier shot off the mark. She gets her own rebound. Ball's loose. Gretchen Ferraro's after it. Martinez comes out of there, though, with it for Touche. She's got the stiff arm out on Ortuno. Kick back out to Butler. Now over to Avalo. No, check that. That's Martinez with it. She loses it. Ortuno's got it. Cross-court pass. Donnelly and Casso were both there. Casso's going to take it and bring it up court. Up top between circles to Donnelly. Big far out to Ortuno. Puts up an eight-footer. Won't go. Gets the rebound. Puts it up. Still won't go. Frazier's got it. She's fouled. Hits the deck.
Ooh.
Well, the classmates, Ortuno and Frazier, kept fighting for the ball there. Frazier hit the ground pretty hard. She's going to go to the line and shoot two free throws. And the foul was on Avalos, her first. Five fouls on the Red Hawks. So DeSales will go to the free throw line on all Touche defensive fouls for the rest of the quarter. Frazier's first one is off the front iron. She's got 2 points in the game. Still looking to get a basket for Maddie Ortuno. And Avery Dial, a 5'5 sophomore, checks in for Touche. And Frazier hits the second free throw. Brooklyn's got 3 points, a 6'1 senior. In the front court comes Martinez. Martinez looks to pass, but now nobody open. Now she... Okay, Gretchen Ferraro was really getting up on her, and then Preciado stuck the forearm out right in her throat, but Ferraro gets the foul called on her, rightfully so. Preciado in the corner gets it to Butler. Butler, that Shaylee Butler, driving on the baseline, no room to shoot. She comes all the way out on the left corner, now gets it inside to Preciado. Double team back out to Butler. Long jumper off the iron, won't go. Dial trying to get the rebound, can't do it. The Sales basketball leading 32-7, 1:44 to go in the third quarter. Nice full gym. Touche fans are really brought a lot of people. nice to see the full gym. And they get the ball to Brooklyn Frazier, and she hits a little jumper on the left wing from about 5 feet. Brooklyn's got 5 points in the quarter. Irish up 34-7. Preciado gets it to Martinez. 8th, 9th, and 10th graders on the roster for the young Tushy team. There's Ortuno with a steal. She comes up court, puts up the dribble, gets it to Donnelly. Donnelly goes baseline, and she puts it in. Maddie didn't quite have a path to the basket, so she pulled up smartly and got it to Lindley for the lane. Irish up 36-7. Well, we're nearing the 30-point spread. Got to get it up to 40. Swing it to Martinez. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Casa. If you get the... I shouldn't be rooting for this necessarily, but if a team gets ahead by 40 points, they just run the clock continuously. High point to Ortuno. Gets it to Frazier. Wide open underneath. She hits another one. Back-to-back assists for Maddie Ortuno. And now Brooklyn Frazier's got 7 points all in this quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor to give the Red Hawk player. Can't see the number. I think it's Avalos. Yeah, she's tying her shoe. And now Coach Hazeltine will take that opportunity to bring in some of his younger players as well. Osorio Rivas, a sophomore, is in there. Bree Martinez, I think she's a freshman, I've been told, and I can't remember. She's not on the roster. Natalie Michaels, the 8th grader, is in the ball game. Shot missed by the Indians. That's Preciado. She gets her own rebound, puts it up strong, and she's fouled. Natalie Michaels, I think, is going to get the foul. Yes, she does. So the 5'5 eighth grader picks up the foul, and Preciado will go to the line to shoot two. Preciado, 5'5 sophomore, one of the veterans on the Tushy team, as they have no player older than a sophomore on the team. Preciado's first free throw's off the mark. 21.3 seconds to go first quarter. The Irish up 38-7. Second free throw's up. Also short. Martinez with the rebound, and she's fouled. Okay, so Martinez is going to go the line as we walk the other way. And she's going to shoot free throws. Here. Just a second here. Ryland. Is Martinez, what grade is Martinez in? That girl right there. Sophomore. Bree Martinez. Isn't that Bree Martinez?
She's in.
Okay. I asked the student who's filming what grade she's in. First they said sophomore, then they said eighth grader, and Pat Wall, the public event dress announcer, who's the softball coach, she says she's a freshman. So there we go. We got it surrounded. And did she make one of those? My head turned.
No.
She missed them both. Okay, I didn't think it was that hard of a question. Preciado misses a shot. Rebound by Martinez, and the freshman comes the other way, and she has it knocked away by Preciado. Well, I was confused earlier this year because Anna Casso, the younger of the Casso girls, she wears number 10, and she is suited up for some varsity games. And then when number 10 came out a couple nights ago, I thought, that looks kind of like Anna. And I'm not around the sales very much anymore, but then I figured out it was Bree Martinez. As I babble about that, the Irish girls go to the fourth quarter up 38-7. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Irish outscored Touche 18-2 in that third quarter. Lead the Red Ox 38-7, and the Red Ox will start the fourth quarter, with the ball. And tied up right away is Piper Carlisle, who dribbled into front court and presented the ball to one of the Irish players. So the Irish get the ball right back on the possession arrow shift. Holtzinger, Mendoza, Mason, Benavides, and Ortuno is starting five for DeSales in a normal game. They started Brooklyn Frazier in this one for senior night. They're on the court, and they turn it over on travel call. So Coach Hazeltine's got his starting group out there. They'll probably play for a couple minutes and then turn it back over to the reserves in a couple of waves. Phil Brandt gets it on the baseline to Preciado. Back up top it goes to Butler. Shea Lee Butler with it. Has it knocked away by Holtzinger. Butler gets it back. Now a pass to Preciado. Too long for her into backcourt, and that's an over-and-back violation. Sales forces a turnover. Just underway fourth quarter. 31-point advantage for the Lady Irish, who will travel to either Garfield Palouse or Oaksdale for the first round of the league tournament next Wednesday. Those two teams play each other tonight. Pass inside by Ortuno, stolen away by the Red Hawks. We've got a whistle and a foul as Ortuno, realizing her mistake, tried to get in there and get the ball back and picks up the foul. End of the game for Touche's girls. Maddie Short as Shaylee Butler checks out. Preciado bringing it into front court. Holtzinger meets her outside the wing on the left. They swing it around now to Carlisle inside. Carlisle is tangled up with Holtzinger. Teresa's such a good ball hawking defender. Carlisle just kind of holding the ball right there, mid just above her hip, and Teresa says, okay, I'll grab onto it with you. Possession arrow in favor of the Red Hawks. They get inside to Preciado. She went to shoot it, decided she couldn't get up to the basket and came down with it, traveling the call. Benavides was probably going to block that shot, but the Irish will get it on the turnover. Now they go to the press break. Mason to Ortuno. Ortuno, who gets fouled on the drive by Carlisle, but it's not a shooting foul. They reset the team fouls at the end of each quarter. They've done that for 3 or 4 years now. In the corner it goes to Holtzinger. Back up top to Benavides. Now to Ortuno in the corner. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound by Mason. She shoots it behind the backboard. Off the metal bracing. So they set up that inbound play, which is designed to get an open three-point shot from the corner. And they put Maddie in the position to receive the pass to get her a bucket on senior night, and it got the rim but didn't go in. Preciado gets it to Short. Short, double team, takes a shot, partially blocked. Ortuno with the rebound. Maddie does a lot of those things all season long. Assists, turnovers, picking up loose balls that you just don't always see on the scoreboard or score sheet. And there's Holtzinger on a drive, pulls up from 8 feet. She's fouled. The shot didn't go. And that foul was on Piper Carlisle. That's her fourth. Teresa will shoot two. Teresa was 10 of 12 from the free throw line against Sunnyside Christian last night. In that 58-43 win, Sunnyside made a late run in the fourth quarter. And Teresa, if she would have struggled from the line, the Knights could have made a game out of it. She hits the first one there, Teresa. The only player for either team in double figures. She has 10. Second free throw is also good. So Teresa now 12 of 14 from the line this weekend. 10 of 12 last night, 2 for 2 this tonight. 40-7, Irish with the lead. Short with a shot, won't go, rebound Mason. to Holtzinger. 6:11 to go in the ballgame. Teresa brings it into front court. Lozano meets her, gets it to Mendoza. High post to Mason. Mason drives hard to the basket, and she's fouled. Oh, boy. A lot of fouls getting called lately. The foul is on Avery Dial. That's her second. And Mason will shoot two free throws. Addison a chance to get to double digits. If she hits both of these, she hits the first one. She's got 9 points. She is currently unofficially 3-for-5, 3-for-6, 3-for-8 at the line. Cash Butler is going to check out. In the game comes Phil Brandt. Phil Brandt short, Lozano, Dial, and Avalos in the ballgame. Second free throw off the mark. Dial with the rebound. She's going to bring it to front court. She's dribbling all the way inside the key, the three-point line on the right side. Gets it now to Lozano, off to Avalos, over to Phil Brandt. Phil Brandt passes right side, stolen by Ortuno. She got Ferraro on the right. Phil Brandt is back. She takes it up strong. Can't hit the shot. Ferraro can't quite get a grasp on the rebound. So Maddie got the steal. Left-handed lane. It was contested. I'm glad she took it. Now, she's so unselfish. I thought she might pass it off to Gretchen, but she took the shot. Didn't go. 5:35 to go in the ball game. Irish up 41-7. Lindley Donnelly has checked in for Holtzinger. Frazier is also in there, as is Casso. So the two seniors, Ortuno and Frazier, in the ball game with Donnelly, Ferraro, and Casso. Casso goes baseline, trap there, kick out to Donnelly. Up top to Ferraro between the circles. High post to Ortuno. Shot up off the backboards. In and out. Stayed out. Oh, says the crowd. Oh, say the announcers. And Gretchen Ferraro comes the other way, and she collides with Maddie Short. They're going to call an offensive foul as Short pushed off. And that's her fourth foul. Maddie Short been a little frustrated. She's picks up her fourth foul. It's Gretchen Ferraro's always going to get in front of you. That little 5'2" eighth grader drawing the offensive foul. Keep getting the ball to Ortuno and Frazier. Deep on the left wing, it's Ferraro to Donnelly. Now right side to Casso, down low to Frazier. Frazier backing in. No room to shoot. Kick out to Donnelly, to Ortuno at the foul line. Shot won't go. Rebound Frazier. Frazier shot, and it goes in. Brooklyn Frazier, 9 points in the ballgame. Irish up 43-7. Brooklyn having a memorable senior night from the offensive end. There's a shot by Morgan Ams, sophomore for the Red Ox, off the mark, and the rebound goes out of bounds off Tushy. So three more new players come in as Donnelly and Casso and Ferraro check out. So the two seniors, Ortuno and Frazier, they're going to be tired by the end of this one. They stay out there now. Osorio Rivas is in, as is Bree Martinez and Hannah Natalie Hernandez. Shot inside off the mark and out of bounds. I was trying to make sure I had the right name for Natalie Hernandez. I want to say Hannah Hernandez for some reason, and I did not see who took that last shot.
Oh,
was that Frazier? 43-7 to Tushy. With the 7 points, trying to get the double figures, Phil Brand misses a shot, rebound, Hernandez. But now Martinez with the ball, goes up for a shot, but loses out of bounds.
Pretty sure it was Genesis.
Genesis.
For Tucci.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Phil Brand comes up court. Pass left wing goes to Lozano, off her hands and out of bounds. 3:47 to go in the ballgame. Ortuno will inbound it. Cross away. And now Maddie Ortuno is going to come out of the ballgame. She'll get a big hand from the Irish fans. She'll get it from the parents behind the bench. As Natalie Michaels, the eighth grader, checks in. Red Ox sitting in their 2-3 zone, waiting for Bree Martinez, the freshman, to bring the ball up court. Left wing pass goes to Osorio rebounds. Back to Martinez. Swing it to Ferraro. Ferraro double teamed out there. Pass down low for Michaels. Knocked away by the Indians. Stolen. And then the pass up court stolen right back by Martinez. And she loses it out of bounds. But they say last touch by the Redhawks. Osorio Rivas inbound in front of the Irish bench to Martinez, who dribbles between the circles. They pass down low to Michaels. Ball's knocked loose, picked up out of there by Maddie Short. The sophomore comes the other way. Pass is stolen away by Rivas. She's behind the defense. Short's trying to chase her down. Free throw up, off the mark, rebound Hernandez. Hernandez gets it out to Ferraro. Ferraro's shot is blocked and picked up by Dial. 43-7 to Sales, 3 minutes left in the ballgame. Lozano, cross-court passes Short out front, and Osorio Rivas reaches in and fouls her. Second foul on the Irish. Tucci has committed four fourth-quarter fouls, so the Irish girls will shoot free throws on any Tucci fouls. Gym is full. People are coming into the doorways looking for a place to sit. That's good to see. Sales boys ranked number 5 in the state. Tucci's boys ranked number 21. And the Irish boys are tied for first in the league. Tucci's boys are fourth in the league. But Tucci has a very talented offensive player and group. They are fun to watch offensively. Irish fast break does not productive. Osorio steals the ball away from an Indian or Red Hawk. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Tucci. Am's got the board. Now Avalos in front court. Gets it over to Short. Short on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Rivas is going to chase it down. Osorio Rivas is cut off and I think fouled. They're going to call a foul there. No, just out of bounds off Tucci. Good choice. 2:11 to go in the ballgame. Martinez, left wing to Ferraro, left corner to Hernandez. Inside to Michaels, behind the defense. She puts it up and in. And Grandpa Mike down there like that one. Natalie Michaels gets a bucket. Nice set play. Irish up 45-7. To Lozano, right corner Short. She'll fire a long jumper right side in and out, stays out. Rebound tip, controlled by Hernandez. Gets it to Bree Martinez. Bree up court. She's going to try the lane attempt, and she's got it. Bree Martinez. And the Irish are up 47-7. That's 40 points, so the clock for the last 1:26 should not stop unless there's a timeout or a free throw. Short goes baseline, lose the ball. She's been a very frustrated Red Hawk tonight. A lot of contact there. No call. Now Natalie Michaels will inbound it. And Phil Brandt's going to come in for Lozano. Ferraro is checked. So we got Ferraro, Martinez, Michaels, Osorio Rivas, and Hernandez on the court. They get down low to Michaels again. She is challenged on the pass. Tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow for the Lady Irish. 20 on the shot clock. The Sales will set up the inbound play. We're in the final minute now. Ferraro lobs it inside. Hernandez picks it up. It gets up back in Ferraro's hand outside to Rivas. Rivas on the drive right side. Takes a shot, partially blocked. Knocked out of bounds off of the Sales. All right. Irish boys come out of the hallway doorway. Getting ready to start the warm-ups as we're in the final 10 seconds of this ball game. Short into front court. Has the ball stolen away from her by Ferraro, and that'll be the ball game. The Sales girls will have a 2-game win streak heading into the league tournament next week. They get a 47-7 win against the Tucci Redhawks. We'll be right back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap up this girls' broadcast. Lady Irish went at 47-7, led wire to wire, up 8-1 after one quarter, 12-4. They outscored them in the second quarter to lead the Touche Red Hawks 20-5 at the half. And then the Irish put up 18 third quarter points to totally put it out of reach in the third quarter, as the Red Hawks could put up just 2 points. And then the Red Hawks do not score in the fourth quarter. They were 2-9 in the division, where the Red Hawks, they'll finish 2-10 in the division and 3-14 overall. The Irish girls will finish the regular season 8-4 in third place in the Great Division, 11-9 overall. And the Irish girls will play next Wednesday on the road against either Garfield Palouse or Oaksdale in the first round of the Southeast 1B League Tournament. Scoring for the teams, Coach Carl Lurie's girls, he got all his players in the ballgame, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 girls. Three of them score points, 2 for Lexi Lozano, 2 for Maddie Short, and 3 points for Piper Carlisle to lead her team. The Red Hawks, 1 of 4 from the free throw line for the, 0 for 2, 1 of 6 from the free throw line for the game. They committed 16 fouls. For the DeSales Irish, Nick Hazeltine got all his girls in the game as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 players get in the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 girls end up scoring points in the ball game. 2 for Lindley Donnelly, 2 for Natalie Michaels, 2 for Bree Martinez, 3 for Audrey Casso, and then 3 players with 9 points. Addison Mason had 9, Peyton Benavides had 9, and Brooklyn Frazier, the senior, on senior night, had 9 points all in the second half. Great way for her to end her regular season career here at DeSales. And Teresa Holtzinger, the only player for either team to get the double figures. The 5'4 sophomore leads all scorers with 11 points. The Irish were 8 of 20 from the free throw line, committed 12 fouls. Well, it's already been determined by Lon and I. Our seniors on senior night will be our players of the game. Brooklyn Frazier, Derek Quinn, player of the game with 9 points. And Maddie Ortuno didn't find the range on a shot, but she had a lot of steals, a lot of rebounds, and several assists in the ball game. And she gives a great effort. She's been a starter all season long. Maddie Ortuno and Brooklyn Frazier on senior night are co-Dairy Queen players of the game. So that will wrap up the girls' portion of the broadcast. The Lady Irish, you'll have to kind of stay tuned to the websites or call the school and find out when the girls play. They'll probably they'll know when they play by tomorrow morning, but they might not know the time until Monday when the athletic directors can get together and work that out. But the girls will play Wednesday on the road, and they'll play at least two more games this year in the league tournament. We'll be right back talking boys basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.